Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny. In Tel Aviv, enjoy the warm, clear skies if you're heading outdoors. Jerusalem is experiencing a pleasant afternoon with mild temperatures. In Haifa, expect a light breeze. Ai Lut remains sunny and warm, perfect for enjoying the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, smoke seen rising from the Aqaba area after Iran launches a missile towards Jordan, according to the Jerusalem Post just 17 minutes ago. No Iron Dome interceptors were launched and no debris fell within Israeli territory. Also, launches from Iran to Jordan reportedly fell on the Israeli side, with explosion sounds heard in Ai Lut. This comes from Israel Hayom, reported 3 hours ago. The U.S. Central Command announced a round of strikes in Iran, with explosions reported in various areas across the country. Also this hour, concerns emerge in Israel about the U.S.'s ability to destroy the facility at Mount Kosh. This follows earlier claims that Iran's nuclear program was completely destroyed, reported by Israel Hayom 24 minutes ago. Separately, a man donates his kidney to the brother of a man who saved his life in a 2002 terror attack. This heartwarming story is covered by the Times of Israel 39 minutes ago. And finally, Israeli high-tech faces mounting brain drain amid AI disruption and war strain, according to I-24 News 37 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global reported 19 minutes ago that IDF engineers recounted the dramatic Litani crossing. The 603rd Battalion bridged the river under fire after an earlier force was driven back by a deadly ambush. Al Arabiya English posted 21 minutes ago that the Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam planted a Lebanese flag in the South Lebanon village of Zawtar al-Kharbiyeh. Following the Lebanese army's deployment upon Israeli withdrawal, Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, noted 39 minutes ago that Yair Golan, leader of the Democrats' party, criticized Netanyahu's policies. He claimed Netanyahu squandered an opportunity for normalization with Saudi Arabia and allowed it to acquire nuclear capabilities. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the missile launch, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran's missile targeted Jordan, causing smoke to rise from the Aqaba area. The IDF confirmed that no Iron Dome interceptors were used. This incident underscores the ongoing tensions between Iran and its neighbors, with potential implications for regional security. Turning to the U.S. strikes in Iran, Israel Hayom mentions that explosions were heard in Ai Lut due to missiles from Iran falling on the Israeli side. Earlier today, U.S. Central Command announced strikes in Iran, affecting multiple areas. This military action reflects the escalating conflict and could lead to further regional instability. Meanwhile, concerns about the U.S.'s ability to destroy the facility at Mount Kosh are rising. Israel Hayom notes that previous claims of Iran's nuclear program destruction are now in question. This development raises fears of a potential nuclear threat impacting diplomatic relations and regional security. Meanwhile, a remarkable act of altruism connects individuals affected by past violence. The Times of Israel shares a story of a man donating his kidney to the brother of a man who saved him during a 2002 terror attack. This gesture highlights the enduring bonds formed through shared experiences and tragedies. And finally, the Israeli high-tech sector is experiencing a brain drain amid AI disruption and war strain. I-24 News reports on the challenges faced by the industry, potentially affecting innovation and economic growth in Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports 27 minutes ago that crime organizations are targeting government tenders, with 300 billion shekels at stake. An emergency conference revealed their attempts to control state contracts, posing a significant threat to the Israeli economy. Separately, CTEK reports that one-third of Google's first AI cybersecurity cohort consists of Israeli companies. These 11 selected firms are developing cutting-edge technologies to enhance AI security and automate cyber defense, highlighting Israel's role in global cybersecurity advancements. And finally, Ynet Business notes that Monday.com will cut 20% of its workforce amid an AI overhaul. The company is laying off 620 employees and redirecting resources towards AI after a 50% drop in share price, reflecting challenges in the tech industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.